This is Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. How do we leave a legacy of faith, not only with those close to us, but also in the simple contacts we make each day? Does our passion for Christ speak as clearly as our words? Today, Deborah talks with Robin Bertram, nationally syndicated radio host and author of the books Shadows Among Us and No Regrets. Now, here's Deborah Ross.
Thank you for joining me today. I am talking with a very good friend of mine, Robin Bertram. Robin is a seasoned conference speaker, a host of a nationally syndicated television program called Freedom Today, and she brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to women's platforms across the country. Robin is the vice president of Christian Women in Media, and she serves on their national advisory board. Robin, are you there?
I sure am, Deborah. Thank you for the invitation. I'm excited to be with you today.
Well, I'm excited too, Robin. And you know, I know you've got a very busy schedule, and I know you've been busy writing a lot lately, and you've got some books out. And I want you to tell us about some of them. We'll start out with Shadows Among Us, and then we'll go into your newest release, No Regrets. So let's talk about your books.
Okay, Shadows Among Us is a very comprehensive book that I wrote several years ago because the Lord had called me into prayer ministry. And Deborah, it's a look at 15 years of prayer ministry experience for healing, for deliverance, for emotional healing, and I cover every aspect of healing in that book. It's an in-depth look at deliverance, and it is very strongly biblically based.
Now, I'll tell you, I've read Shadows Among Us, and it is deep. It is good. It is really good. And you say that it's like a there's a name for it. You say that they use it in teaching.
It's a teaching for exegesis of the word.
Yes, that's
basically
what I was looking for. Yes. Okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah.
And a lot of pastors have told me, Deborah, that they use the book to teach their staff prayer ministry.
Yes.
So it's really geared toward leadership.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good for anybody to read. I encourage anybody to read it, but it is very deep. And if you're looking for something on prayer and deliverance and healing and all of that, it's very, very good. Very good book.
Thank you.
Now, you have another book out as well, and it's called No Regrets.
Yeah.
And tell me about this book and how it came to be about and what it's about.
Deborah, the book is about how to live passionately and love deeply to impact us and have a spiritual legacy. My father was a pastor for 50 years. He planted 5 churches. He sang across the country. He was with a group called Freedom Heirs. So I grew up as a PK kid.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, on his deathbed, he looked me in the eye, Deborah, and he said, "Robin, I have no regrets."
Mm.
And I was so shocked, Deborah. I mean, I was 40 years old, and I had plenty of regrets. And I'm thinking, how in the world could someone possibly say that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it started a journey to really evaluate what my father meant as I looked at his life and as I looked at experiences that I had in my own personal life. So it started a journey that I felt led of the Lord to put it on paper. How do you develop your life in such a way that you impact people, that you're influential for the kingdom of God, and that you leave a spiritual legacy to your children and to people that you come in contact with?
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me personally, I do what I do today because of the faithfulness and the hard work of my father.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the spiritual legacy that he laid down for me. At the time, it didn't seem like a lot of fun as a kid. We traveled all over the country. I was constantly going to or from church, to or from revivals. But looking back now, Deborah, I'm so thankful and so blessed. And I wanted to share with my readers what that looks like, especially younger women who are starting their homes and developing their families, the importance of planning, being intentional mm-hmm. to live a life that will leave a godly legacy for your children.
Mm, I think that's so important. You know, I think, you know, society today gets so caught up with, you know, living the here and now and the rush and the clutter and the noise and the stress and all of that. And we don't think about, you know, the legacy, you know, that we're leaving.
Right.
You know, I want to make my life count. You know, when I'm gone, I want, you know, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and even friends, you know, and so forth, to say that I impacted their life in some way. You know,
absolutely.
whether it's teaching them how to cook something, or whether it's speaking words of Bible into them, or whether it's just smiling, you know, mm-hmm. And encouraging them. So I want my life to make a difference.
Right. Deborah, I was driving home. I used to manage an optometric practice in Lewisburg, West Virginia, and I did so for 13 years, and I loved my career at the time. You know, young woman, I had a great income. I was working with a lot of the doctors in the area, that optometrist and ophthalmologist, and I really enjoyed what I was doing. And I remember, Deborah, one day I was driving home, and the Lord spoke to my heart, and He said, "Go home and know Me."
Mm.
And you know, I remember thinking, goodness. I knew God. I was saved at that point,
mm-hmm.
but I knew what He meant, Deborah. He meant know Him in an intimate, a personal way. The Word of God says this. It says, "This is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom You've sent." You know, Moses knew God. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face. The Word says, as a man speaks to his friend.
Yes.
Paul said that he counted everything as loss for the excellence of knowing, of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, to know Him and the power mm-hmm. of His resurrection. So I knew what God meant that day. I knew what He meant. And Deborah, had I not listened, I just often wonder where my life would be had I not listened to the direction of the Lord that day.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, sometimes as I think back, in my own personal life, one thing that I learned is following the voice of the Lord is everything.
It's
everything.
If you
want to live a life of yep. no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like you said, we get so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get our plans, and our plans are what we think is important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God said, "Oh, if you only know what I had in store for you, if you would just obey Me."
Yes, yes.
And, you know, that's really what No Regrets is about. It's about obeying and listening to the voice of the Lord, following His mandates as He writes in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It's about learning to love, to love with a greater capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, how would our lives be if we could learn to love, or we could practice the selfless love that Christ shows for us?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How would our life be different? How impactful mm-hmm. would we be if we learned to walk in that kind of biblical love that Paul teaches us?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sitting here listening to everything, and there's so many powerful things that you've already said, but I want to talk about the listening to the Holy Spirit part and obeying the Holy Spirit, because I think, you know, a lot of people, they'll hear the Holy Spirit say something, you know, but we don't always do what the Holy Spirit says to do, because, you know, when God speaks, it's usually something bigger than what we're thinking, you know.
Deborah.
So it's like, and it takes a step of faith to do it, you know.
But it's
better. It leads to something better. That's the thing.
Deborah, this book was actually birthed. I can tell you the time, the place, the people I was with, the time that the Lord said, "I want you to write this book."
Mm-hmm.
He made it so clear to me, and so. Following, I think it was 7 years, more than 7 years ago now, and it took me 7 years to be obedient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, sometimes we're slow to obedience, and I think, and from it, from this book, He's birthed more books.
Uh-huh.
From this one book, because I was finally obedient. The Holy Word, Holy Spirit speaks to our heart. The Word says, "My sheep hear My voice. They follow Me."
Yes.
And so oftentimes we will have that inner witness of the Holy Spirit saying, this is the way, now walk in it.
Uh-huh.
But we feel like we're insignificant, or we feel like we are not qualified.
Yeah.
And Deborah, that's the biggest trick of the enemy to women today across this country.
Yeah.
Because if God calls us to it, He has already qualified us and opened the doors for us.
Amen. That's
so
right.
So we're our own limitation.
That's right. You're exactly right. And really for men and women, absolutely.
Yes.
Now, also, you were talking about love deeply. So we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit, we're going to obey the Holy Spirit, and we're going to love deeply and live passionately. What does that look like?
Well, you know, Apostle Paul laid out very clearly in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love mm-hmm. is kind, it is mm-hmm. not jealous, it does not brag, it's not arrogant, it doesn't act unbecoming, it does not seek its own, it is not provoked, it does not take into account a wrong suffered. But, you know, that, Deborah, that was not a scripture for weddings. That was a scripture written to the Corinthian church that mm-hmm. Most of them had come out of paganism, and mm-hmm. they were self-centered, they were self-focused, they were self-absorbed,
mm-hmm.
and Paul's going, wait a minute, I want you to love like Christ loved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Solomon wrote this, he said, set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death.
Yes.
Passion fierce as the grave, mm-hmm. and its fires of desire are ardent flames. I love that scripture,
yeah,
Deborah.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm.
Because love is about, it's more about what you're willing to give than what you're wanting to get. And that's
okay, stop. I want you to say that again. Love is about...
It's more about what you're willing to give than what you're wanting to get. The world yeah. says that love is what can I get from this relationship? What
yep.
can you give me? What can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
But Deborah, the truth is, love is the deepest expression of God in us
mm-hmm.
because God is love.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're made in His image, so we should yeah. be doing what He does. And He gives His love. He
yeah.
gives His love unconditionally to people who don't deserve His love.
Absolutely.
So we need to practice, say, God, please help me. Help me to love people who don't deserve my love, you know?
Absolutely.
Because it's easy to love people who love you back.
Yeah.
It's not easy to love people who are hard to love, you know.
Yes.
But I want to talk real quick. We're almost out of time. So let's talk about how we can get in touch with you. And, you know, I know it's robinbertram.tv, but you spell Bertram, B-E-R-T-R-A-M.
Yes.
So are there any other ways that we can get in touch with you?
Yes. Email robin@robinbertram.org.
Mm-hmm.
And on Facebook, if you just type in @robinbertram.tv, I have a ministering web page there, Facebook page that I deal with real issues. I talk to my community. It's a great way to connect.
Okay. All right. So, Robin, we do want our listeners to find you at robinbertram.tv and find your book, No Regrets.
Yes.
And I thank you so much for being with me today. And I just, I'm praying for you, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you, Deborah. It's an honor.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.